The Lord, whose name is jealous. We don't like that term. We see jealousy as a very carnal attribute. It means so often that we look with great anger at what someone else has. That's not what the Lord is telling his people here. What he's telling them is, I love you like no one else can love you. Everything you worship is inferior to me. And if you don't go cut down those groves, you'll find yourself worshiping in them. If you don't break down those altars, you'll find yourself worshiping there. And everything you find there is going to leave you empty and sad and alone and dismayed. But come to me. I am the one, and I love you with great jealousy. I love you as a husband loves his wife. He is there to protect us. He demands exclusivity for our protection, for our good. And he has told us this because he is such a merciful God. He didn't have to do this. He could have just cast us away. But he said, not only am I going to tell you about myself, I'm going to tell you to worship me. And I'm going to tell you to worship me alone. There are many options out there, but all are so inferior. And I love you so much, I don't want you to lose yourself in it. The other night, I had the opportunity to go listen to Ravi Zacharias. He's a man that for the last 50 years has spoken on the necessity of following Jesus, and he goes to college campuses and places of that sort all over the world, and he'll speak and then take questions from the crowd. One of the questions that he got was this: why am I supposed to appreciate Jesus when I never asked him to die for me?